You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 277, and we've got new Doctor Who to talk about. As I've mentioned several times recently, I've gotten tired of the Daleks, somewhat bored of Amy and Rory, and skeptical of whether showrunner Stephen Moffat could get away with his plan of making each of this year's episodes into miniature summer blockbusters. So it's fair to say that I had lowered expectations coming into tonight's season premiere, Asylum of the Daleks. Instead, almost predictably, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Let's talk about surprises. By some miracle, everyone at the advanced screenings kept the secret that Jenna Louise Coleman would make her debut tonight. That's a feat well surpassing Billy Piper's cameo in Partners in Crime. Knowing that she's the next companion actress may have kept fans off-center enough to distract us even further from the big Dalek reveal at the end. But if you wipe out all the behind-the-scenes stuff, Jenna as Oswin works in this episode because A, as written and performed, she's engaging and clever, and B, the clues to her nature and threat are seeded throughout. Not to put too fine a point on that, Moffat does what he didn't do with, say, the Amy as Ganger reveal, or with the team on the run scene in Day of the Moon. Moffat played fair, gave us all the clues, and the story is so much stronger for it. But the best thing about this episode is that the Daleks are doing something different. Worried about their crazy relatives? Conscripting the Doctor and, conveniently, his current companions? And, in the end, being completely baffled by who he is? It's brilliant. It's like they're entirely new villains. Although the Doctor can't resist mocking them in the end, pretty much ensuring that they'll come after him just as obsessively. It's not a perfect episode. Although Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill acted their hearts out, the scripting for their confrontation and reunion was not just clumsy, but it was a hair shy of George Lucas writing the courtship scenes in Star Wars Episode II. I can forgive this, however, because given the episode's time constraints, it would have taken superhuman effort to make that conversation more plausible. Asylum of the Daleks is Matt Smith's second best series premiere after his sublime debut, and it's probably the third best series premiere since 2005. I do admit to adoring Partners in Crime a bit more, but this is an auspicious beginning, and it gives me hope that the momentum can be sustained over the next 4 weeks. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for the 1st of September and the return of Doctor Who. More episodes of 2MTL are available at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Leave a review if you'd be so kind. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or go to facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Catch you soon.